Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Thursday. It is the 4th of February, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Is it actually Thursday again?
All day. From what I've been told.
I've noticed this happens to me quite regularly now that I have to come on the show just to know what day of the week is.
There was a stretch where I was pointing out, here's the important part of the program for everyone. Yeah. Today is Thursday. So, yeah, I understand completely. I'm glad you're with me today. I'm always happy to have you on the show. I love having you on, and I also love getting to have you on because I get to plug your podcast over at the Mac Observer Network of Media Plus, which is really great.
Yes.
People, if you're not listening, go check it out. And this is partly because I just continued to sort of nudge Charlotte until she agreed with me that she should have her own show where she talks about media.
It's all Kelly's fault. Blame her.
It is.
New show on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm responsible, and I'm good with that. So let's talk about some media information. We have some, and of that is awards.
Yes, well, we're going to do a little bit of an award special next Tuesday.
Excellent.
Spoiler alert: I think Brian Chaffin's going to join me, so that's going to be good. And
When you talk about an award special, all I can think of is like Brian running up and down and asking people who they're wearing, and that's very amusing to me
but
in my head.
That is what's going to happen. Brian's going to wear a tux to record the show. It's going to be great.
Yes,
and
that sounds fantastic. I'm here for it.
And the reason we're having an award special is Apple TV Plus actually has been nominated for quite a few pretty prestigious awards. Listeners might remember, it must have been a couple of weeks ago now, you and I discussed that Ted Lasso had got three nominations at the Critics' Choice Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed that already on this show. But it's been followed up with a flurry of things this week. So yesterday, Ted Lasso got two nominations at the Golden Globes. It wasn't the only Apple TV Plus content that got nominated either. Wolfwalkers is up for Golden Globe, as is Bill Murray for his performance in On the Rocks. And then today we learned that Ted Lasso's got three Writers Guild Awards nominations. Obviously, Bill Lawrence, who we've spoken to at the Mac Observer, was the key part of that writing team, is the exec producer on the show. So he's in the nominations, but a load of other writers and Jason Sudeikis, who mm-hmm. is a co-creator of the show, are in there. So yeah, it seems to all be going pretty well.
Yeah.
And I think it is notable that it wasn't just Ted Lasso, that Wolfwalkers is up for the best animated movie.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill Murray is in for best performance by an actor in a supporting role in any motion picture.
Yeah.
He's up against some massive names. So, I mean, obviously Bill Murray is a huge name, but he is in appropriate company, let's put it that way. So there's Sacha Baron Cohen up against him for Trial of the Chicago 7, Daniel Kaluuya for Judas and the Black Messiah, Jared Leto, The Little Things, and Leslie Odom Jr. for One Night in Miami. So this is all... Yeah, seriously. I mean, Wolfwalkers is the one that I think might struggle to, because it's up against The Croods, A New Age, Onward, Over the Moon, and Soul.
And it's up against Pixar and more Pixar. So,
and I assume Soul is going to win everything in any animated motion picture category.
Yeah.
So it's looking good. I think it's starting to, you know, the fact that this is the second award season that TV Plus has been in,
mm-hmm.
that there's a whole load of new show. It's not just the next season of The Morning Show, which doesn't even exist yet, getting nominated again. It's new stuff. Mm-hmm. It's starting to get nominated in quite serious ceremonies. It's probably good creative assurance for the people at TV Plus.
And like, I thought a couple of things about this. And the first was, like you said, this isn't just we nominated The Morning Show last time, so here's more Morning Show award, right? Like Apple got recognized for other things that they've got on their platform, and that I thought that was really interesting. And I think part of this validates my love of Ted Lasso, and I say validates not because I necessarily needed it validated. I know that I like stuff very much that is just, you know, junk food, like television. Like, I absolutely, I understand, you know, like I'm pretty aware that there is stuff I like.
We're all entitled to it.
Yeah. I know that there's stuff that I like that isn't necessarily, you know, particularly well made or, you know, super high production values or anything like that, you know, and it's just kind of, you know, but it's things that I love. And part of what I really enjoyed about Ted Lasso was just enjoying it in a different way. Like, aside from it helped, you know, for 20 up to 20 minutes at a stretch to kind of forget that everything was all kinds of 2020 outside. But it was well written, and it was really interesting to watch everybody, and it was really economical. I didn't ever feel like nothing happened in that episode. You know, no, there was always something going on, something interesting, and I loved that about it.
Yeah, it was always, yeah. But and that, then that there is a reason, right, why these writers have been recognized.
Yeah,
like by their guild, because it is whatever else it is very well written.
Yeah, and that was one of the things that I was especially pleased to see was a Writers Guild Award, because the Writers Guild Awards are other writers who have nominated you. Sure. So this is like other people doing the same job who go, this is a piece of writing that stands out. And so that's nice. The Golden Globes are the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, and they I've heard stories about like sort of how stuff gets nominated and what gets, you know, what kind of tactics can be used successfully to get attention for some of them, particularly at the Golden Globes. So some of that's kind of funny. But I'm interested to see where sort of the rest of award season goes with this, for two reasons. Number one, we did get a full year's worth of stuff out of Apple TV Plus last year, like, because it was around for all of 2020. So I'm curious if we're going to see more from that, but also because there could be some big holes in things like the Oscars, because not a whole lot of movies were released in theaters last year. And that sort of put streaming platforms on an even footing with studios who were normally putting stuff out in theaters. And so I'm curious to see how the landscape changes for what gets nominated, how things get nominated, what gets the attention. I think that stuff's going to be is going to be very notable this year, as the eligibility window for the awards that are coming up are basically last year, when not a lot of stuff was happening and kind of everybody was home. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how those change, which is also part of why I'm very excited that Brian's going to be wearing a tux when you guys record. So, yeah, that should be fun. We have a little bit more to talk about this week, but right now, or today, I should say. But right now, I'd like to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsor this week, who is Amazon Pharmacy. Now, Amazon Pharmacy is exactly what it sounds like. It's Amazon, which, you know, from, you know, Amazon Prime, you know, free 2-day shipping service, along with Prime Video and lots of other stuff that comes with that. And what you can do with Amazon Pharmacy is coordinate it with your doctor, and you get your prescriptions from Amazon Pharmacy. They bring them right to your door. You can use it just like any other part of Amazon, like you already know and love. And you get the added bonus of not having to go into the pharmacy, wait in line with a bunch of other people. You just stay home and hang out like you should, and everything shows up at your door. Amazon Pharmacy works with most insurance plans. And if you're a Prime member, you get free 2-day delivery on all of that. And you can save on prescriptions even if they're outside of your insurance. So if you're not using insurance for something, you still may be able to get a deal on it from Amazon. And Amazon Prime members, like I said, can save when not using insurance. You can find out more about all of this. I know as soon as anybody says the word insurance, things can get complicated. So you can definitely go check out more and see if it's worth it for you at amazon.com/TDORX. amazon.com/TDORX. We'd like to thank Amazon for sponsoring the show today. Now, Charlotte, we have a little more to discuss because we've had some interesting stances by Tim Cook on some different things lately, and you've been reporting on that.
Well, yeah, it is interesting, but it's stuff we know. It's Tim Cook being very Tim Cook when it comes to privacy, and I'm trying to phrase this carefully. Tim Cook clearly is talking quite a bit about Facebook.
Yes.
Tim Cook is far too polite to ever mention Facebook. And so therefore doesn't. But it's abundantly clear to anyone who follows anything that he is talking about Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm comfortable. Like, I don't think anyone would pretend otherwise. I don't think he would if you spoke to him.
I think when asked, he would say, well, yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah.
You may well assume that, yes. He gave a speech recently at the end of January at the CPDP 2021 conference, which is a privacy conference. He was there, as was Apple's top privacy exec, Jane Horvath.
Mm-hmm.
And Apple released the full... You could watch the full speech anyway, but Apple put it on its YouTube channel yesterday. So I shared that on the Mac Observer. And it is worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
Because as I say, it's very Tim Cook. You put it to me as him being a Southern gentleman. And I think that's possibly a very good description. He is very cutting. He's very clear about what he thinks and believes, but is never rude.
Mm-hmm.
I think you explained it as the bless your heart approach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which made me laugh because it's a slightly different concept this side of the Atlantic. But yeah.
yes.
But he says some quite punchy things. I think some of them we've covered here, but it's worth reminding. He said things like, if a business is built on misleading users, on data exploitation, on choices that are no choices at all, it does not deserve our praise. It deserves reform.
Mm-hmm.
And a social dilemma cannot be allowed to cause a social catastrophe. He linked it actually to the insurrection to the riots on Capitol Hill recently.
Mm-hmm.
He basically connecting online violence to real world violence. He also praised GDPR. And I think it's a line that lots of people use, but it's obviously has added resonance when the CEO of Apple says it. He said, the end result of all this is you are no longer the customer, you are the product.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking about, Tim?
Yeah. As we're fond of saying over on Security Friday, if you are not paying, you are not the customer.
Right. I think that's exactly it. And that's, yeah. I mean, it's almost exactly the same turn of phrase. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. And it's important to remember. That's why we keep talking about it.
Yeah. It is. And Bloomberg has a really good piece on the growing tensions between Facebook and Apple. And it reminded me actually that this is not such a new phenomenon because while we're on sassy Tim Cook, which as we all agree is the best kind of Tim Cook.
This is the best flavor of Tim Cook, yes.
Yes. Someone on MSNBC, I think it was back in 2018, asked him what would he do if he were Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. It was in the midst of the Cambridge Analytica crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Cook's reply was, I wouldn't be in this situation.
This is the best answer. Well played, sir.
So,
yeah,
this is not a new thing, but it is, and it has clearly been exacerbated by some of the new privacy stuff in iOS 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, we discussed here on the show the kind of the full page adverts Facebook took out against Apple and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so this is clearly not going anywhere as an issue. I don't think they're going to kiss and make up and everything's going to be fine. There is a problem here. There are real tensions here. And it's going to be very, very interesting to watch how it all unfolds.
It absolutely is. And the thing that's interesting to me about this is sort of people who didn't realize that this is how not new this is. And when I say how not new, we over at the Mac Observer recently shared a video that was Steve Jobs having basically exactly the same stance on this, speaking to a friend of the show, Kara Swisher.
Yeah. If only.
Well, if I say it enough, it's true, right?
So, sure.
Yeah. So whenever she wants to come by and talk to us about this, yeah, we'd be happy to have her on the show. Her and Walt Mossberg at an All Things D conference, sitting on stage with Steve Jobs talking about privacy and what's interesting about privacy and what is Apple's stance on this. And at one point, Kara Swisher turns out to the audience and goes, "Hi, Mark." And turns back to Steve Jobs and continues asking the question because she's like, "He's here." She like points out in the audience, you know, "He's here." And Steve Jobs' stance on this.
You should go and watch that clip just for how deadpan Steve Jobs tries to remain as she does that.
Yes.
If you don't watch any other moment, Steve Jobs' attempts not to laugh or look directly at Mark Zuckerberg for that second are phenomenal.
Yes. And it's not very far in. Like the whole clip even isn't very long. And like the speech we talked about earlier that Tim Cook gave, 10 minutes. 10 or
12, like, yeah, it's about 12 minutes.
12 minutes. Okay. Yeah. Not very long. And Steve Jobs says, we won't, like, basically, we won't let the apps do it themselves on an iPhone. Apple handles the privacy. And our idea of privacy is we ask you every time if it's okay for you to do this. You know, if that's what you want to have happen, we make the apps come to us to manage those information requests. Because we think that's transparency. You know, we think it should be an informed decision every time you make it.
TLDR, we don't trust you.
Yeah. And honestly, that's a stance I appreciate. Because it's up to me whether or not I say, okay, fine, just do this all the time. I trust this app with whatever it is it's asking for. We've seen more of that lately. Like iOS 13 and iOS 14 started doing, this app has asked for your location in this many times in the last that many days. You sure that's okay?
Yeah, if you open up Safari, it tells you how many trackers it's blocked. Mm-hmm. We discussed, didn't we, the day in the life of your data paper that Apple released as well on Data Privacy Day. There's a load of stuff there that Apple is doubling down. Seems to be too light a way to describe it. It is really, really entrenching privacy as a feature.
Yeah, and I love that. And
yeah, I think most of us do. I think lots of people would be cynical and go, "Yeah, but Apple would say that because they just want your data." But I think
Apple doesn't want your data. Apple wants you to buy phones to carry their phones to carry around your data, their computers to carry around your data. And that's the difference between Apple and Facebook. So everybody that puts them in the same category, I get unhappy about because they're not doing the same thing at all.
Correct. And also it's important to differentiate between a lot of the other companies that do, we would think of collecting our data. The way Google or Amazon or Facebook operate and the reasons they operate like that are all very separate from each other.
Yes.
Each in one is doing different things in a different way for different reasons. We can decide on the legitimacy as customers. We can decide on the legitimacy of any of those.
Right. And which ones you want to support as a result. Like that's the same thing. Like I don't like what that company does with my data. And so I'm not going to have an account there. I'm not going to use that service, whatever.
Google, for example, we often discuss this amongst ourselves, don't we, as a Mac Observer team. Google doesn't, as far as I'm aware, you can correct me if I'm wrong, okay, not really that keen on selling your data to anyone, but it wants to know the type of things you're interested in so it can sell adverts to you. Yes,
exactly.
Well, from companies that might be relevant to you.
Yeah. They want to make sure that they're targeting the ads the way, in the most effective manner possible. But that's but Google is managing that. So it's Google that says, "We have all that data. You tell us who you want that ad to go to and we'll make sure it gets there."
But Facebook is a totally different entity to that. It's doing very different. It wants your data for very different reasons.
Yeah. Facebook is selling the data itself, not just the opportunity to utilize that data. So Facebook gives your data to other companies. And that's a whole other thing. I will point out, we just had this conversation over at Mac Voices Live earlier this week.
Nice.
And we talked about, what it is that Facebook's doing. And you know, and how that's different and, you know, sort of where Apple kind of ends up in the middle of all of this. And again, part of that is, you know, fundamentally different business models. So yeah, Apple doesn't necessarily want your data. Apple wants you to buy a phone that you use to carry it around or whatever, you know, like that's the part that Apple's mostly interested in. So it's interesting to look at the different approaches, and you know, it doesn't take much to figure out they're very, very different companies. So yeah. As this evolves, because like this, the whole Apple Facebook, I don't even know what to call it yet, because it's more than a spat. It's more than a kerfuffle, but this standoff, I guess, for right now.
Yeah, we've gone beyond kerfuffle, I think.
Oh yeah. It's definitely an evolving situation, and as we find out more about it, we will talk to you about it here on Daily Observations, and you can always find more information as it happens over at macobserver.com. Charlotte, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, I'll take any opportunity I can to talk about Ted Lasso, so I appreciate that. I'm your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other, and let's be careful out there.